That was Let the Melody Live On with George Kilby Jr. And we're lucky enough to have George in the house with us. We don't even just have to listen to the recorded songs. We can actually hear some at the WGXE Hudson studio. Hi, George.
Hey, Sarah. So nice to be here. Great to be back in Hudson.
It's great to have you.
Absolutely.
George is playing tonight at Club Helsinki for the Monday Night Showcase. It's at 8 p.m. tonight at Club Helsinki in Hudson. And we were just hearing George off the mics talk about his log cabin.
Yeah, I'm actually sort of your neighbor. I'm about an hour away, and as I was saying off the mic, we'll let them know there's a little bit of history. I've been living in the New York area for about 20 years, and moved up to this area and built a little log cabin about an hour from Hudson, and I play, you know, about half in New York City in that vicinity, and then a lot more up here lately. I guess the last time we were at the club, you know, tonight's club, Helsinki, Tao Seeger and myself and, let's see, Andy Gessling of Railroad Earth and Johnny Grubb of Railroad Earth and Barry Mitterhoff of Hot Tuna. We put a big, you know, sort of cavalcade of of folks together. It was January, so we weren't, you know, not everybody was working a lot. So we had a nice little tour, and we did, you know, a few gigs in the city and Hudson and as far as probably Pennsylvania, that tour. But it's nice to be back. I really like this town. When I first started, you know, coming up here, I looked at Hudson as maybe a place to look for a place to live. But we couldn't afford the real estate, so we bought a little postage stamp piece of land.
You're
about an hour away.
Your accent doesn't sound like you come from an hour away from here.
No.
Where are you really from?
Yeah, I was born in Anniston, Alabama, and really kind of ended up in the New York City area a little bit by accident. You know, I went to college up north, but then I moved. I did a little time in L.A. and lived in New Orleans and lived in Paris for a couple of summers as a busker. I was just a street performer. It was a lot of fun. But anyway, I just kind of kept coming back up to the Northeast and then, you know, pretty much started playing music full-time, you know, in the 80s and came up around Dan Lynch. You probably never heard of Dan Lynch, but that was a legendary blues club on 2nd Avenue and 14th and met a lot of folks. And through that whole, you know, pile of people, I met Pine Top Perkins, moved out to Chicago and lived with him a little bit. And, you know, he opened a lot of doors for me. He just passed. I don't know if you know that, at 97 years old this year.
Will you, if someone listening doesn't know who Pine Top Perkins is, will you?
Sure,
will you
sure.
Clue him in.
Pine, I met Pine probably in the 83, 84, something like that. Muddy had died. Muddy Waters, of course, died, I believe, in 81. And so most of Muddy's band at that point, which Pine Top was the piano player, was traveling as the legendary blues band. Now, Pine was actually older than Muddy was by a couple of years, but they were, you know, the oldest guys in the band. And, you know, Muddy passed, and so most of those guys, you know, continued on, and it was a great band, you know. And anyway, I got the courage to ask him to sit in. Man, I was scared to. And They let me, and afterwards I just, you know, became friends with Pine, and he gave me his number and says, come out to Chicago sometime. You can stay with me. And he didn't think I was going to show up, but I did.
Careful what you wish for.
That's right. So, but anyway, that's Pine Top. He's a wonderful man. He's from Belzoni, Mississippi, and he just died, you know, last March, and he was a big, big influence on me, Sarah. He, you know, I do play a lot of blues, but I don't sound like, you know, Pine Top and Muddy and all those guys. One of the things I believe is that blues, see, unlike jazz, blues has not really evolved so much in the last 40 years. You know, jazz is a constantly changing, you know, since bebop came along, is a constantly changing art form. But a lot of the blues people want to kind of keep it like it is. Mm. I'm not one of those folks. But
so where are you taking it?
Well, you know, I think blues really ought to start having its own identity and really be about songwriting. you know, because blues is generally a lyrical music, whereas jazz is often, not always, but often instrumental. But I think that, you know, thematically, you know, a lot of people think that, blues is you know, only has a limited theme, you know, thematic ability, but I think that's not true. And you know, a lot of people, these are non-musicians, have a preconceived notion of blues. Oh, I don't like blues. That's that sad music, or that's that music that's you know, sounds like, you know, sounds like this, you know. You know, everybody thinks that all blues sounds like that, you know. But anyway, I think that, you know, to write songs within the blues idiom, but take it further, you know, tell more stories, you know, and then, of course, musically do like jazz and evolve some. So anyway.
Well, maybe we can hear a little bit of what you're talking about.
All righty. Well, let's see here. Well, let's do one. Let's play one. This is actually out. It's going to be on the newest record. It's out as a single. A little bit of history on this tune. Met a guy named Phil Wiggins at a blues festival over the summer, and Phil. It's kind of funny because his partner was John Cephas, and they had a great blues duo. They did a lot of Delta and Piedmont blues, but John died right around the same time Pine Top did, and that was kind of ironic. So we got to talking. Anyway, I played this song for him, and he really liked it, and so we recorded it together just recently. And this song, you know, has a little bit of the old blues feel, but you know, I guess kind of like I was talking about, I include the last verse has to do with the. With the financial meltdown. So it's, you know, certainly not a typical blues theme, at least the last verse. The first verse kind of is, but you'll hear it. First verse talks about the great Dr. King. He shot him down 'cause he had a dream. You should have heard those people sing. Singing in Montgomery, marching in the street. Singing, we shall overcome all the way to D.C. Little skinny girl sure could sing the blues. Told the world about that strange fruit shining in the firelight, hanging off the tree. Pinstripe suit under lily white sheet. And you never see the hand. Never see the hand. No, you never see the hand throw the stone. He nailed him up there on the tree, 'cause he raised the rabble and he talked of peace, and he hung out with the hookers and the beggars in the street. Messing with the money of the scribes and Pharisees. He healed the sick. Some folks say he raised the dead. I never heard exactly what he said, but I read some books, seen some preachers on TV. But I sure wish I'd have been there to satisfy my curiosity. And you never see the hand. No, you'll never see the hand. never see the hand throw a stone. Now look at here. Search your heart, Mr. CEO. Tell us all what you do it for. Search the memory of your childhood so long ago. See that little boy in the playground, so sad and all alone. Poor man asking where's the money went. Got on the phone, called the president. Busy signal is all he's gonna get. The answer machine is blowing in the wind. And you never see the hand. No, you never see the hand. You never see the hand throw the stone. I said you never see the hand. People, you never see the hand. You never see the hand throw the stone.
We're listening to George Kilby Jr. He's going to be playing with the Road Dogs tonight at Club Helsinki in Hudson. That's on Columbia Street in Hudson. I was just thinking when you were playing, I was remembering, I was thinking about like Americana blues, roots music world that I've been in. I grew up in New York City and used to go to this like kind of old-timey bluesy jam a whole bunch. And when a Southerner walked into the room, everyone was like, oh. He's from
I think it used to be that.
They could be bad, and we would listen to them.
Right. Well, I think in these days, I mean, folk music and roots music is all over the world. I you know, do a few gigs in Europe every summer, and you know, play some festivals and stuff over there. And man, you can't believe even the Europeans how, you know, American roots music has been just so studied and used to be that they were imitators, and I guess it's like that a little bit, but no matter where you go and the ages too, you know, young kids, Europeans writing great songs and very, you know, a lot less imitating, you know, because I think back when you were talking about it was the Southern guy that everyone kind of, you know, took their cue from. And I think it's evolved since then, you know, the whole, you know, when you said Americana, yeah. I mean, I think blues should be, you know, more like Americana, more of a mix of, you know, not such a narrow-minded type of music, you know. But I guess it's just about selling it, you know. When you need to sell it, you can put it in a box.
Well, we've heard you talk about playing with Pine Top and having musical mentors, and then also building yourself a log cabin and living in a cabin that you've built for yourself.
Yeah.
Do you have a musical community here around you? Do you have collaborators that is that a part of what?
Well, on the bandstand tonight, unfortunately Neil, who does a lot of almost every gig with me, great accordion player and piano player, and he also plays harmonica. He can't make it because he has, you know, some commitments in the city. But besides that, I have been working quite a bit with some guys from up here. And Mike Dunn will be on bass tonight. Now, Mike is a name that I know a lot of people know up here. He, when Danko got put in jail in Japan, what year was that, Gary? This is, I can't remember, but... something like that. Anyway, Mike did that tour, and then he, you know, played with all of those guys, with, you know, Levon, who just passed, and Jimmy Weider, and, you know, that whole crew. And anyway, Mike is on my band. When most of the gigs up here, he'll do. And then on guitar tonight, a really talented young player named Brian Schaefer, and he lives in the town of Cobleskill, which is not far from my house. And as well, a drummer from Albany. And Sam's actually been on the road with me a little bit. He went to Sweden last year on the tour. And it's the first time he'd been abroad, and we had a big time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, so I do still have most of the guys that I work with from the city, but there's so many great players up here, and that's just evolved. You know, it used to be when I had a gig, all the city guys would have to come up, but not anymore. So a lot of times it's about half and half, and normally Neil would be here with us. And just this afternoon, I was in Woodstock doing a recording session, and this is a guy who's a great engineer, Mark Dan, and he's got a studio both in Woodstock and in the city. Mm. So a lot of people are doing that. You know, my wife and I are both freelance artists, so we, you know, go back and forth quite a bit. You know, man, if I had a nickel every time I went up and down that damn thruway, I'll tell you. Anyway, yeah, it's really great to meet, you know, and I haven't, Gary will probably fuss at me. I should have reached out to more of my buddies down around this area to come sit in tonight. I hope they're listening and know that they're welcome to come sit in. But Jimmy Eppard and all those guys.
Jimmy played last weekend.
Did he? Okay.
Harvey.
All right. Oh, great. Well, you know, I'm friends with all those guys, and, you know, a lot of that's been through my bass player, Mike Dunn. And but, yes.
Duck?
No relation. They just happen to have the last name.
Well, maybe we can hear another song from you before we get to the 6 p.m. hour.
All right. You want to hear one off of from the guitar or the CD?
From the guitar.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely preferred. In the flesh.
In the fall, but I love you in Brooklyn most of all. I love you in Brooklyn most of all. We're down in New Orleans in your high-heeled shoes and your southern drawl, drunk and weak down in New Orleans. But I love you in Brooklyn most of all. I love you in Brooklyn most of all. There was a trip to Paris. It was the month of May, if you yes, I loved you in Paris. But I love you in Brooklyn most of all. I love you in Brooklyn most of all. I love you in Manhattan, in the Bronx and Staten Island too, like New York in the fall. But I love you in Brooklyn most of all. I love you in Brooklyn most. most of all. Yes, I love you in Brooklyn most of all.
Well, George, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, Sarah. It's great to be here.